From WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. Members from Southwest Florida's state legislative delegation met Wednesday with members of the Chamber of Southwest Florida in Fort Myers. WGCU's John Davis caught up with several of them for a look at their priorities ahead of this year's legislative session.
Across the board, water quality and the environment remain among the top issues for state lawmakers here in Southwest Florida, along with education and health care. Senators Lizbeth Beniquisto and Kathleen Pasadomo and Representatives Dane Eagle and Heather Fitzenhagen, all Republicans, are praising Governor Ron DeSantis' emphasis on addressing Everglades restoration and water quality protection following the governor's announcement Tuesday that he wants $625 million for various projects related to studying and addressing those issues. Senator Beniquisto says DeSantis' emphasis on water quality is a boon for the region.
The delegation and myself personally have been committed to those projects for some time now, and the continuation of that funding is a priority for all of us. And wherever we can make continued improvements in infrastructure and in the water quality category, we're going to fight for that.
Recent estimates from the legislature's Office of Economic and Demographic Research project a 4.8% increase in general revenue collections this year. That means lawmakers will have nearly $1.5 billion more than they did last year as they work to craft a balanced budget. But Representative Eagle says that doesn't necessarily mean lawmakers will be able to fund all of DeSantis' environmental priorities.
We just had Hurricane Michael in the panhandle, so that's going to take a lot of that. And then projections for the next few years don't look as great. So while we're seeing that surplus, we've got to be very responsible in how we manage that. As years to come, we may not have that.
Leadership changes in both legislative chambers this year could also impact Southwest Florida's representation. Senator Pasadomo of Naples and Representative Eagle of Cape Coral have been named majority leader of their respective chambers. That means they won't be filing as many bills as they have in years past, but both will be playing influential roles in the process of determining which bills get passed across the board. This year's 60-day session begins March 5th. John Davis, WGCU News.